Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 27th, 2014. And in today's podcast, we're going to discuss the Supreme Court case of National Labor Relations Board versus Noel Canning. This case involves three appointments President Obama made in 2012 to the National Labor Relations Board while the Senate was in pro forma sessions, meaning no business was conducted, but every 3 days a member of the Senate went in and gaveled the Senate back to order. The president had been trying to get three controversial appointments on the board, which were opposed by Senate Republicans. The president decided to wait until the Senate was in recess, then use his recess appointment power that the Constitution gives him. So, knowing this, the Senate would not formally go into recess. The president made the appointments anyway, arguing that these pro forma sessions were actually recess. The recess appointment authority is found in Article 2, Section 2, Paragraph 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Quote, "The president shall have power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of their next session." To me, that says that the vacancy has to occur during the recess, not before. Some justices see it that way and some do not. The court's vote was 9-0, so it was a complete shutout against the president. The court discussed what was meant by recess, and when the Senate was in recess, Justice Breyer wrote the majority opinion. He said, quote, "We conclude that we cannot ignore these pro forma sessions." The court's summary is as follows. Quote, "The recess appointment clause empowers the president to fill existing vacancy during any recess, intra-session or inter-session, of sufficient length. But the question here is whether the Senate was actually in recess. A Senate recess, so short that it does not require the consent of the House, under the clause, is not long enough to trigger the president's recess appointment power." See, folks, neither house can go into recess for more than 3 days without the other's permission. So the House of Representatives have to get the Senate's permission and vice versa if it's more than 3 days. Therefore, every 3 days, a member of the Senate would go in and bring the Senate back to session. Well, Justice Breyer wrote that the recess appointment power is only triggered once the Senate has been in recess for 10 days. And he said, here's the important part, the Senate is in recess when it says it is. Justice Scalia wanted a broader ruling. He said that over the years, presidents have treated the consent of the Senate as, quote, an unreasonable burden. But Justice Breyer wrote that the majority was hesitant to issue a broader ruling because it would have brought into question hundreds of appointments made over the years. As I said, neither house can take more than a 3-day break without the consent of the other. The president argued that these pro forma sessions were a sham designed to prevent him from making appointments, but the court felt that the president has no authority to interpret or make Senate rules. There is no denying that this is an important decision, especially if the Republicans gain control of the Senate in 2014. The president will have to negotiate with the Senate for acceptable appointments. The president was quoted as saying he was, quote, deeply disappointed by the Supreme Court decision. He should be getting used to it, however. According to Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, who was Justice Alito's law clerk, it is the 12th 9-0 shutout against the president since January 2012. Senator Cruz pointed out that of those 12 9-0 cases, the president's own nominees voted against his demands for more power 9 times in the last 18 months. Well, there were other Supreme Court cases decided this week that were limiting to the president's search and demands for more power. The court again, by a unanimous 9-0 vote, ruled that police need a warrant to search the cell phones of those they arrest, a victory for privacy when victories for privacy have been few and far between. The justices said that because cell phones potentially contain vast amounts of personal information unrelated to a person's arrest, they should be off limits to police without a search warrant. Finally, the court again, by a 9-0 vote, struck down a 35-foot protest-free zone outside abortion clinics in Massachusetts. The court rejected the notion that abortion protesters lose their First Amendment rights when they approach within 35 feet of an abortion clinic. All these cases, a bad week for the president, but a good week for America. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.